Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 32, Johannesburg 30, Emalahleni 29.
Crash on the N1 South. It's at the ramp to John Foster Drive, and then we've got stationary vehicles, one on the M1 North at Albertina Sisulu Road, but Pitfontein Road. Stationary vehicles on the N12 West and East at Pitfontein Road.
We start at the Madlunga Commission, where National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola says he was baffled by Police Minister Senzo Mqunu's anger over the success of the political killings task team. Masemola told the commission that despite the minister's instruction to disband the unit, its members continued investigating politically motivated murders.
These dockets increased the work of the PKTT, so the minister could pick it up, and he got angry that instead of the work going down, the work was going up. So, well, the minister was angry for that. It was quite strange.
Okay, what was strange about it before I ask you the question?
Okay, no, it's quite strange to... It was first in my career to see a minister angry that police have done a good job.
The Mpumalanga High Court has adjourned for judgment this afternoon in the legal battle over the 44 million rand estate of former Deputy President David Mabuza, who passed away in July this year following a short illness. This comes after Mabuza's daughter Tamara Selindi approached the court to block the distribution of her late father's pension fund by Alexander Forbes. Advocate Dr. Siabuni, representing the other children, told the court that allowing the funds to be paid directly to one party would undermine the support Mabuza provided during his lifetime.
We are happy that the money is still with Alexander Forbes. The only competing views today is that their respondent is saying that the money needs to be paid to her. And we are saying that the money cannot be paid to her. The money should remain with Alexander Forbes.
Gauteng Health and Wellness MEC Nomantu Nomokoraleoko says the department is actively looking into the possibility of establishing its own lab to fast-track the processing of pathology results. She was addressing delays in processing pathology results in the provincial legislature today. She says this initiative aims to, among others, enhance internal capacity. President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for the implementation of the two-state solution. He was speaking last night in the United Nations General Assembly.
This is a moment of great significance, not only for the people of Palestine, not only for the people of Israel, but for all people who cherish the ideals of freedom and self-determination.
In more news abroad, Donald Trump is set to meet Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky today. This is patience wears thin in Russia at a UN summit where the US president is expected to offer a dark take on the future of the world body. And finally, a Catholic nun in Ohio celebrated her 105th birthday by hitting the links for a round of golf with the sisters from her convent.
It's a wonderful place to be, very meditative place. Why don't you take a chance and just, you know, come on, do it yourself there. I said, what do I do? They said, you hit the ball. That was my only instructions that I've ever received.
That's Sister Renee Parman. She and her cohorts from the Humility of Mary visited the golf course 2 days before her 105th birthday last week to engage in one of her favorite activities, which is golf. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.
Hey, before you go, you'll remember this from school. Why do maths textbooks look so sad?
Ooh.
Because it's got too many problems. Problems, you see. What did the one hat say to the other hat?
Stop it.
You stay here. I'll go on ahead. You see. Okay, last one. Actually, no, Chanel. Look, I was going to tell you the joke about time travel, but you didn't like it last time, so lose it, leave it. Right, let's go.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
That's all.